I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 21st work session. It's an abbreviated agenda, as you can see. We have several members missing tonight. So in their absence, we will get started with roll call. Present tonight, Mayor Stacy Smith, Solicitor Pete Rohana, Solicitor Jerry Montella, Councilpersons Gina Marie Ellis, Teresa Agustinelli, myself, Steve Cocosa. First up on the agenda is the opportunity for the public to address council. Please state your name and your address.
Chris and Brian Boyle, 3 Stonehaven Circle, Cornwall, PA. We are just following up with the previous complaint of the Evolution Fitness gym situation. This is just a quick, I hope you can hear this now. I'm going to play a quick snippet.
Sounds like a horror movie.
You know, my son put it all into a like a compilation of things.
This is a morning one.
What time of the morning might this
8 be? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Okay. And they're outside, out back?
There's the music.
This seems to be more of the talking than the, or the screaming than the music.
It's gonna be a football game, though. So I'm assuming there's a pre-work session and then after work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or the most busiest times.
Mm-hmm. These ones are more of the yelling, but the music is equally. Like sometimes it's like.
It's like being at a rave.
Like being at a nightclub.
If you know what a rave is, I mean that's what it's like.
I mean, we're not an over 55 community. I mean, like, I don't care if my neighbors are playing music or if somebody's playing music for enjoyment or, you know, but it's just beyond.
And so, were you in your house with the screen
this
door?
This is for a cell phone. I mean, it's not like any.
It's not like you're using one of these crazy things.
Yeah, we're not like using professional equipment. We're just doing a cell phone.
And just for the record, this by no means was ever meant to be a battle of any sort. I mean, it was just a quick email to them.
Just to close the door.
In the beginning, hey, you guys, I don't think you realize
how loud you are.
You know, but your music is blasting, and we have babies and people, you know, putting babies down for naps and stuff.
Inside my house.
That's the name of the little man.
It is 6:20 p.m. dinner time. We would normally put the cushions out.
I think the cushions on your head, right?
Love it, Chris.
We'd just gotten an email, I think, from Rich Jensen. Was it last week? Maybe saying
and
things
he
that
he reached
wider.
Out to the property owner.
Yeah,
and thought that. The property owner had contacted the tenant.
And we actually received that email.
Okay.
And I think in that email said that he was putting up a fence to help subdue the sound. Well, I'm telling you.
Clearly that didn't happen.
Well,
or it didn't work.
It's asinine what he did. I mean, he spent all this money to put up a 30-foot fence where you probably need about 200 feet. You know what I mean? If he wants to, you know, he wants to keep the property separate.
Well, I can't imagine a fence doing much to stop.
Well, when I tell you, I mean, all it is the fence is on their, just where their spot is, of where their, that's the fence. You know what I mean? It's just bizarre. I mean, he spent all that money to put that thing in there. I mean, it's not that it did it, but all they had to do was close the door. All this would have been avoided.
Well, they probably want to be outside now that it's.
So,
could you email that to me or to Sue, and we'll send it off to Rich Jensen and have him get right on it.
You got it. We do have one as late as tonight, so I don't know. Are these like time marked?
The one I have tonight's just her. You know, I feel like I'm. So it's like Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle, man. She's just yelling. And
she's a rower and a coxswain on a rowing boat. That's her job. That's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She actually rowed from California to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
We should go back.
She's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
How was it last year?
And I would love for her, yeah. No
problem. Is this the, well, no, is the first year they're here?
I've been, this has been going on for about a year.
Okay.
And it took us to this point because we tried to work with them. And they
so prior to that year, they were the same tenant, but it was quieter, or they just moved into the building?
No, I think they were new, like last year. Okay. And then after that, I didn't know who to go to. I asked the state police. The state police said to come here, and it was just all of that. I mean, I just want it to be resolved nicely. I mean,
sure.
I don't care one way or another about their speech about them. You know, I just don't think it's necessary. And now she's just so in your face about it. That's making it worse.
Who is?
The owner's name is Vicky.
Okay.
Yeah, now like you got guys, you know, running, going, are we quiet enough?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, listen, and we have not said a word. I mean, there was actually an email that they said we were cursed. We have not said boo.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, at all. It's, I'm going to say, we know where we stand. Just
okay, could you please send that to us, and I'll send it right out, or make sure Sue sends it right to Rich.
Okay.
And he can send him an email this week to get something.
That would be helpful.
To get something moving on. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Marta.
Marta Driscoll, 458 Illinois Road, and founding member of Chester Heights Neighbors Alliance. Today I'm here on behalf of myself. I also have 173 resident signatures. Last meeting, May 7th, the Communications Committee proposed changing the logo of Chester Heights. The logo was adopted in April of 2017. It was adopted with a lot of planning, consultation, and it was meant to be unifying to the community. So the logos that were proposed included a church and a Wawa logo representation on for representing the borough. So we've reached out to the community. In the short span of time of 2 weeks, we got 173 signatures opposing the new the change of logo. So we are asking that the borough not be rebranded every year and every election. We ask that for ethical and legal reasons, we do not adopt a logo that would represent religious or corporate symbols. And we ask that you keep the logo that was adopted, that was designed to inspire the community. And also to keep your promise. You know, you said your neighbor's your voice, so here's 173 voices. Mine's 174th, asking you to please keep the logo as is and not try to rebrand the borough. Thank you.
You're welcome. As per Susan Clark's request, we're going to push this to the next meeting because she cannot be present.
I understand. I just wanted to make sure I presented the 173 signatures.
Sure. Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Second row? Okay, moving forward, next item, 1 Smithbridge LLC. Tim, do you want to give a very quick synopsis of where you are?
Yeah, and we're just working through the finals of the comments, the majority of which are from PennDOT. As opposed to the borough engineer, we've resolved 99% of his comments. Anything that's left is minor corrections. We're just trying to work through with PennDOT on the moving of the entrance away from the intersection, and they've requested some research on the signalization timing.
Okay.
So that's what we're just grinding through that with PennDOT.
Any idea on timing? I know it's hard.
I would think 30, 45 days. We should be able to wrap it up with them. They've just been difficult.
Sure. Okay.
They're neglecting to realize that their own project on 322 is forcing traffic to use all the alternate routes, including Valley Brook Road.
Okay. Very good. So we are here tonight to ask for a motion to extend the approval of the land development plan for 1 Smithbridge LLC for a 90-day extension starting on June 3rd. Do I have a motion to extend that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Teresa seconds. Any questions or comments?
Is that long enough? Should we... My question is, should we cushion PennDOT, knowing the history we have with PennDOT and what's going on?
We're doing okay with them now. Okay. We've gotten past, we just got down to the technical comments.
Okay.
I think 90 days is plenty.
Okay.
Are you concerned that the extension would be a day before your next meeting?
At this point, hopefully not, because you think that you'll be ready to go, right?
90, yeah.
If you want to make it 91 days to get to the next meeting, it might be easier.
Okay, do I have a motion to extend the approval for the land development plan for One Smith Bridge LLC, Chester Heights Market, for a period of 91 days starting June 3rd?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Teresa and Gina, second. Floor is open for discussion.
A question, Mr. President.
Sure.
Perhaps you want to add that the this matter, approval of the motion, can be ratified at the next council meeting.
Okay, and this motion will be ratified at the next regular council meeting. Any further questions, comments? With that in mind, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward, old business. Any old business? Any new business? Additional period for public to comment? Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
It's a long story.
It's paper and baseball.
Some of these projects, the history project, due tonight. Test tomorrow. So it looks like.
So when are you getting the black card?
That leads me to my next question.
I love the tree. I had a tree when I first moved and I lost it.
Tree for the night.
She just doesn't want to run now. Found out. She feels it.
I love you too.
Got occasions.
How's your mom?
I was like a weird. They
were going to come tonight.
Yes. Very interesting. So, I'm trying to get a car here down the door.
Exactly.
Sure. Did you hear it's not nice here? I just got it. I only got through the first two pages.